Welcome to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you're ready to tap into your God-given strengths, discover simple success strategies, and set that dream that's buried in your soul free, this podcast is for you. Hi, I'm your host, Sherry Miter. I went from building a chimney cleaning business with my husband to ranking in the top 1% as a leader in network marketing to my true calling as a visionary strategist and coach. I'm passionate about helping others navigate the sea of business and life. If you're ready to leave the daily grind behind and discover the joy of entrepreneurship, let's untie those dock lines and set sail. We are going into uncharted territory. Okay, welcome back to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Miter, and we are almost wrapping up our Clifton Strengths 34 series. And I don't think we're going to hit all 34, but the ones we miss with real humans, I will go in and do brief descriptions of them and talk about those last few strengths. But today, I want to welcome Colleen, and Colleen is going to be talking about her activator theme today. So welcome to the podcast, Colleen.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I'm excited to talk about this because I don't know what the stats are per Gallup and Clifton Strengths, but I know when I was looking at probably about 30 people in my life and space, there are people that, you know, reached out to me about this series, you were the only one who had activator, at least in their top five. So I'm guessing activator does not show up a lot in many people. So, and it's a great one to have when you can really harness this theme and turn it into a superpower. I could see where it could really help you get stuff done. So activator comes from the influencing domain. And I would love to have you just share a little bit about yourself, where you're at right now. I know you're, because we work together in coaching, that you're working on starting a new business. Share a little bit about that and what your top five themes are.
Okay. Well, I'm Colleen. I am a New England girl, which means not all New England girls are, but I'm an extrovert. Means I'm loud. I have no problem talking to people. I'll approach people. Kind of an activator thing of mine. Yeah, I kind of jump the gun and scare some people. I do need reeling in, like taming a horse. Yes, a stallion. That's a good term. Anyhow, when I get into activator mode, I want to get it done. And I have a problem sometimes with seeing the issues that could occur if I don't slow down. So a teammate or a team of people, such as if I stop the company, the entire team will help me as well, because now I can see the whole picture. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now as I activate, I want to put plans in place. I want to run. I want to just grow. And I just want to hit the end goal right now, which is totally unachievable. Baby steps, baby steps. I've activated with my weight loss. I went from almost 300 pounds down to a consistent 150. My body frame is the frame of somebody that's a size 4. And if that means anything to you, some people that are size 4 are 120. I'm 150. That means something, correct? I've activated this into my system. I've activated my nutrition into my system. I used to eat fried foods, ice cream, cookies, chocolate, candy, whatever. And I say, oh, it's just a piece of this and a piece of this and a piece of this. Well, you know what? I've had to reel all of that in as well and activate for my nutrition and say, I do like the colors, but I don't need the sugar. So let's try to replace all this nutritious stuff and get all of my vitamins from my food. So now I've activated that into my life. You mm-hmm. see the theme?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now my latest theme, because I want to own a business and I have been my worst critic my entire life when it comes to making money and running a business, because I let the influence of others influence me. I've just realized this. I have another coach. I love you. You're great. You're my business coach. This is a life coach. It's going to get all that twisted stuff out of my mind. So I can then truly focus me, my dreams, my desires, my wants. And what can I do?
Great.
I'm tired of the other.
So what are your other top five themes?
I'm an achiever. When I say I'm an achiever, if I'm getting recognized, I'm going to even achieve more, but I don't need constant recognition because I recognize myself. I recognize my quality of work. And when I say that, I'm a consultant these days. And as a consultant, I'm not going to bill my client if I myself feel like I haven't given them quality work. So that's my achiever. Learner, I have books I need to read. I've got the Jay Shetty book I'm halfway through. I've got the Think Like a Monk. I have this new course to reprogram my mind, or not reprogram, but you know what I'm saying, change my thought processes, same thing. So that's my learner skill. I think you have that too. Positivity, I think you can see that, right? Don't need to talk about that. And then relater. I relate. I like to relate to people. I'm a people person. Again, I started off with, I'm an extrovert from New England. I'm a people person.
Those are my, yes. Yeah. So today we're going to really dive into that activator. So according to CliftonStrengths and Gallup, the definition or description of activator is, when can we start? This is a recurring question for activators. People with strong activator talents are impatient for action. They may concede that analysis has its uses, or that debate and discussion can occasionally yield some valuable insights, but deep down, they know that only action is real. Once a decision is made, they must act. Others might worry that there are still some things we don't know, but this doesn't seem to slow down activators. They make a decision, take action, look at the results, and learn. Activators know that others will judge them not by what they say or think, but by what they get done. This does not frighten them, it energizes them. So people dominant in the activator theme can make things happen by turning thoughts into action. They're self-starters. Once a decision is made, they quickly take action. They're not afraid to take risks, and they're often impatient. So when you hear all of that, Colleen, how does that resonate with you? What really kind of jumps out and says, oh yeah, that's me when I'm, yeah.
My impatience is huge. I mean, literally, I have to force myself to wait. I do love brainstorming. Oh, when I'm into the conference room and we're into a new research and development, I will brainstorm all day long and look at that new product. But once I've got the idea and we've done all that, I want to go. I want to get it going.
Yeah. So what do you do? So let's kind of talk about that a few minutes. Like if you are in a brainstorming situation or a team situation where you're working with others and they may not be ready to move quite as fast as you, how do you handle that? Like, how do you nudge them a little bit in a gentle way to get into action? Because sometimes others can be stopped because they're not ready. They need more information. And that's their like default setting, whereas you're ready to get going. So how do you find that? I guess, I don't know if you had to call it a compromise, but that find that balance of saying, okay, we have enough information. It's time to go.
It's just a matter of what I have done in the past, again, in the research and development team, I go back with the information and yeah, they're telling me to wait, but once I calculate all of my, my analysis, mm-hmm. I'll then take it forward and start the process of putting the package together, not necessarily calling the client, not necessarily doing that action, but getting at least the start of the package prepared so that whoever's trying to hold me back, when they're on board, at least that part's done.
Okay. So kind of behind the scenes. And then how can you, has there been an instance where you maybe again with a team situation that you kind of had to take charge and say, okay, it's time for us to gently motivate those people that maybe are stuck in analysis mode, but you know, okay, the analysis has been done. It's time to, you know, we have our facts, we have our information. let's move. Like, what's a way you can gently move somebody to get into action and come alongside you?
What I have done in the past is pointed out every single detail of, I'll call it pros and cons. The pros are, this is what we've already done. Cons are, this is what you think needs to be done. But let's look at the real repercussions of waiting for that.
And then we
talk about that.
Yeah. I love that. Looking at the repercussions of, okay, if we wait, here's what could happen. Yeah.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
That's great. I love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Cause sometimes people are just stuck in like, well, if we go too soon, you know, if we wait here, you know, we're not ready, but you know, eventually you gotta just gotta go. Right.
Well, that's how I've received most of my notoriety in the workforce, whether it be an entrepreneur, a consultant, an employee, it doesn't really matter what role I'm in. I surpass those people that want to hold their, or plant their feet in the ground and not budge.
Mm-hmm.
I will do, like I said, in the background, I'll get that package ready because I know. And then if there is a slight tweak, it's really not a big deal, is it? But the rest is going, right?
Yeah.
There's nothing that needs to hold you back.
Yeah, that's a great thing. Like, I think it's great if you are, you know, for somebody listening to this, to have somebody with Activator on, if you're working on a team project or that, it's good to have an Activator in your life or on your team that will finally make you take action. If you're somebody that tends to gather a lot of information and you keep yourself stalled. I mean, we kind of all know who we are, whether we're those people that I need all the facts. I think it was somebody with discernment that we talked about that they need all the information, but eventually nothing's going to happen, right? If we don't take action.
Correct. Because then you're now into information overload.
Yes.
And information overload is called analysis paralysis.
Yep.
And now you're stuck.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about your weight loss, because that is very impressive. And I do feel like you already talked about that it was probably your Activator, like the description says, once you make up your mind that you're going to do something. So talk a little bit about that process of like, what did finally trigger you to say enough, like we're going to do this. And then how long did that take you to get to your ideal weight now?
Well, I started way back in 2009. I recognized I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. I couldn't climb the stairs without breathing. I sat on my buttocks day in, day out. Didn't do anything. If I had kept that up, I would have been dead in 3 years. So in 2009, I figured, okay, I'll go get the lap band. I did that, didn't work. 2017 comes along, I'm back in the same situation. It's just this swirling circle that just kept rotating in my head. Okay, I'm in the same situation. I didn't change a damn thing. 2017, I made a commitment to get gastric bypass surgery. I needed to get the appetite out of my mind. Once that was gone, I knew I could do the exercise. I was always an exercise queen as a kid, so I did that. And then the nutrition, I had had many nutrition courses. I also had nutritionists. Between the two of them, the courses I had and my nutritionist, I got the nutrition under my belt. I told myself, you can do this for business. You've done it forever. Do it for yourself. You deserve it. And I just keep every day. I get up in the morning. Days when I don't want to do it, don't want to work out, I'll put my suck it up buttercup shirt on and talk to myself through the whole thing. You can do this. You can do this. Do it. Don't stop. Because when I'm done, I feel better. And I know that.
That's so true. I know there's so many times that we don't want to. Actually, sometimes the biggest battle, right, with exercise is just putting on the workout pants, like just getting dressed in the right gear.
So what I do is, this is for tomorrow. I don't know if you could see this. It's my workout plan. Mm-hmm. It's also going to be for the rest of the month. I prepare it a month in advance and I give myself challenges and I tell myself, you're going to do this, 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 and this. And when I open my book, whatever it says, I'm going to do, and I do it. If I say I'm doing 12 reps and three sets, I'm doing 12 reps and three sets.
Yeah. So you take that thinking process out of the picture. So you know exactly what you want to do, because again, I think that keeps people stalled sometimes in business and in life and exercise or whatever, that if we have to think too much, I know we talked about this actually with your business too. If people, if your brain has to go into thinking mode, it can stop us. Whereas if you just have to look at that, that's why like meal prep and all that, you know, is so huge for people that are trying to exercise or eat well too, because if it's there, it's ready. You don't have to think about what am I eating? What am I going to do for exercise? You can just get activate on it, right?
Yes. I do meal prep, but I don't meal prep like most people meal prep. I'll keep like all kinds of fresh fruits and veggies, and I'll prepare meats and eggs in advance. That's about it. Sometimes rice.
Yeah.
Because then you can make anything in a fly.
Yeah. If you have the ingredients, you know, you're prepared.
Yes. I mean, I'll grab those quick Knorr rice packets. They're cooked in 20 minutes. Sorry. There you go. Now you've got a quick rice dish. You've got eggs. You've got meat. You're good to go.
Yeah. So in the series, the podcast series we've been doing, you know, we've been addressing the blind spots or barriers, or some people call it living in the basement, of our themes. And they can show up in us when we are not coming from a healthy place, and not healthy, like we've been talking about nutritional healthy, but just healthy, maybe mentally, or healthy and whatever might be happening around us. The blind spots can show up, or sometimes it's how people perceive that theme. And for the activator theme, a couple of the blind spots could be that they get started too quickly. And they jump into things maybe before they have enough information, or sometimes I just get to say, I don't know where activator falls on mine, but I know sometimes when I've jumped into things too, it's just like later you have that regret, like, oh, probably shouldn't have done that or spent that money or done whatever, you know? And also they might speak before thinking.
That's my impulse activator. And that is really my problem. My impulsive activator, the subconscious that jumps. Once that happens, I get into trouble.
So what are some things that maybe you've learned on how to pause before talking or acting?
What I've basically done is I've put myself into a intentional in the moment mindset. If I'm in the moment and I'm not in my head and I'm not in the past and I'm not in the future, I can get it done.
And what works for some people too is like really pausing to also like put yourself in that other person's shoes of when we react to something, which is more, it is more reacting than activating, you know, where we're, so pause long enough to maybe, you know, try to put yourselves in that other person's shoes, or again, collect enough information and just maybe even setting up, like even, you know, this is myself. And again, I got to look to see where activator is on mine. I feel like it must be in my top 10 or 15 because I actually just made a commitment to myself with this, that I am not allowed to make financial decisions for my business, large financial decisions, for a 24-hour period. And I have to now consult with my husband beforehand, because there's been two major things with my business that I regret jumping into. And they were more like, you know, technical stuff, website, hiring people to do things for me that like ended up maybe not being the best match, but I get very impatient. It's when impatience pokes in, and we just, again, it is more when we're reacting than activating.
Correct. Yeah. And to me, like I said, to me, it's more of a mindset. I have to be in the moment. And if I'm in the moment, I'm actually thinking versus in my head. Does that make sense? Yeah, I slow down when I'm in the moment. But if I'm rushing, if I'm thinking about the future, but in the moment now, I'm spitting on my words or stepping on my words. If I'm thinking about the past, I'm wallowing in whatever issues that was, or regret, or whatever the word is. And now, again, I'm not in the moment. Now I'm sad or depressed or whatever. And that emotion is driving me versus my reality, my thought processes, my needs, my wants, so on and so forth.
Yeah, I love that. If you're carrying the past with you into that moment.
Yes, because a previous situation may not be the same situation in this case.
Right.
I've negotiated with this company before. And yes, maybe I had to stand up and spank the table and say, fuck, let's get on here. But then there are other times when I can sit there and say, listen, if you look at the structure of your chemistry, you've got X, Y, and Z. And in Z is your petroleum. You're telling me petroleum is increased, but you're increasing your price by this. How much of Z is in your product? And please, let's break it down. How much of an increase are we really talking about within the dispersion? Mm-hmm. Right? Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I have the calm petroleum and all that, but yes.
But I have the calm, cool, collected head. Let's sit here and break it down and do the real analysis. And then I have the, hey,
versus let's the emotions.
Do this.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Sometimes the emotions out.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you need both. Sometimes you need to make an impact because nobody's moving. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. I've done that. My boss taught me that. Good cop, bad cop.
So I want to kind of, as we start to wrap things up here, talk about a few ways to continue to invest in the activator talents, because that's what we want to do ultimately by knowing our strengths, knowing our talents and themes, is to work on them, invest in them, to make them strengths, to turn them into our superpowers so we can use them for the good to, in this case, get things done.
Yes.
So number one is just seek work in which you can make your own decisions and act upon them. In particular, look for startup or turnaround situations. And I know you were exactly doing that by starting your own business. Mm-hmm. Build a strong network of individuals who share your desire to move quickly towards success. While long-range goals may be critical, short-term successes will stimulate urgency to do more. And I know, you know, you and I have talked about this, and I know you do it in your exercise and then also in the business, those baby steps of having those, somebody with Activator, it's good to have those like, okay, what can I do today? Mm-hmm. And give yourself success steps along the way.
Yes, definitely, definitely reward yourself at every single improvement. It feels good, number one, but it helps keep you going.
Yeah, definitely.
Because if you see it moving, you're gonna move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ways to keep moving the needle forward.
Yes. And that's what I saw. I mean, all of a sudden, within my weight loss journey, all of a sudden I started getting muscles. And I'm like, where did this come from? So I started from my, and then I started working. I'm like, where did this come from? Keep going.
Yeah, that motivates, right? It's motivating.
Yeah.
When you start.
And then I'd go to the gym when the gym was open, and like the owner and his woman who was in a bodybuilding championship, she asked if I was a bodybuilder. I said, no, I'm a grandmother. I'm trying to get fit and I want to live. So these things, they bring you rewards. They asked me if I was a bodybuilder. No, I wasn't, but it was great that they thought of me like
great.
That.
Yes.
That was a reward.
Yeah. That would be a great comment to receive. Yes.
And then I had another person, totally unrelated, not even the same genre. And this woman asked me if I was an instructor, a physical fitness instructor. Mm-hmm. I said, no, again, the same comment. I'm just a grandmother trying to get fit and live.
That's awesome.
So I was like, again, another reward. I was like, wow, okay, keep going. I get rewards.
That's motivation.
Yeah. Well, because I wasn't motivated as a kid. And when you're not, you go in the opposite direction. Mm. When you're younger, and if you think or perceive you look good and somebody says, well, you're conceited. Now that thinking process changes and I got stuck. Mm. See, that's the whole thing. Letting other people's perceptions get into your head. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the next chapter of my life. Baby steps.
Yeah. Some other ways to invest in your activator is to, You know, when I love this one, when insights or revelations occur, record them so you can act on them at the proper time. So when you have those great ideas, to jot them down, that, you know, it may not be that time to act on it right then and there, but take those ideas and put them in a journal, put them someplace where you can do that. And I know you're a big, you do that a lot.
Mm-hmm. You taught me this. I have two right now, and I've got another one built up over there. Both of these are nearly full right now. I think I might need to buy three more notes. Yeah. But I do. And I send myself video notes and I send myself text. Don't forget this. This is something, and I have notes in here. Go research this company. It'll help you with your company. And if I try it right now, I'll be like, no, let's slow down still. Baby steps, Colleen.
Like this, recognize that your pushiness might sometimes intimidate others. Remember that although your tenacity is powerful, I love that word, tenacity, it can intimidate some. Your activator talents will be most effective when you have first earned trust and loyalty from those you want to lead.
So that is correct. Yeah. 100% correct. When I intimidate people, they don't want to do anything. They feel inferior or shame or guilt, or I'm not sure what they feel when I trigger my activator.
So what are a couple of ways that you have in the past maybe built that trust or loyalty from people so that then they understand when your tenacity and activator kick in?
Well, it does take some time. Like I had to work for at least a year with my company that I was with for 14 years. And after a year, they realized this girl's onto something. And then they just let me go with what I do and how I do it. They trusted. She understands the process. She does know how to analytically think about this and calculate the numbers. Let's see where she can go. And 13 years later, I did great.
Oh, I love that. And I think that's right there. What you just said, Colleen, is so huge for anybody with activator to hear. Is like, and also for somebody that's listening that may be a leader or, you know, they're the higher up and they have somebody on their team with activator, is build that trust so that you understand that they're not just shooting wildly. Yes. That as long as they are gathering the right information so that they know what they're doing, but they're just going to be able to act sooner than most other people. Yes. So once you can get that trust, like, holy cow, let them go, let them trust them, and then let them fly. Don't hold them back.
Correct. The other thing is for the activator, because there's a lot of us out there, we're intimidated by their intimidation, meaning it hurts us to see them feel badly about us wanting to jump. The mindset is, who cares? Jump. Because if I let them hold me back, I won't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
It's not my problem. I'm sorry. I will work with everybody. It is a team. I will activate when it's needed.
Yeah. So I think especially getting to that trust and loyalty as soon as you can.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Especially in a fight or flight situation. Oh, I will go into activation if I need Oh, yes, I will. Yes, I will.
Yeah. I think we all do in those situations, but more, definitely quicker for the activator.
Yes.
Which kind of leads into the next way to invest. This is give the reasons why your request for action must be granted. Otherwise, people might dismiss you as impatient and label you as ready, fire, aim person. So it's exactly what you were just talking about. But I love that giving the reasons, which we kind of already addressed that a little bit about. You're ready. You have enough information. You know what you're doing. I'm ready to go, you know.
Mm-hmm. Almost like baking a cake. You know you have your basic ingredients. Well, hey, maybe you might want chocolate. We can add that pinch after. Let me start baking my cake.
Mm-hmm. And the last one I'll share here is avoid activity for activity's sake. If you want people to join in your activity, you will need to provide them with a purpose for their actions.
Yes. Well, I'm the same way though. I don't like to do things just to do them. I do not enjoy doing things twice. That's counterproductive. It's, financially unsavvy.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. And I think that's, you know, because that's where you can use your other top five, your top 10 strengths to come in and play along with that activator so that you gather the information, you use those other themes to, I don't want to say slow down activator, because it's really not about slowing down the activator necessarily, but it's using the activator so that when you're ready to go, it's a smart decision to go.
Yes.
You're not jumping the red light. The green light is there.
Yes. To me, it's almost like corralling it. Mm-hmm. Corralling it into a little area. I think that might be it. Corralling it.
Yeah.
I'm staying in my own zone. Yeah. I might look over here and I might see what's going over there in that lane in the highway, but I'm staying in my own zone.
Mm-hmm. But you're going at your speed.
Yeah.
And you can go at your speed. Yeah. Within safely. The safety. Yeah. You know,
yes.
You might go a little faster than somebody else, but it's still safely. Yes. That's the key with activator,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. And I believe my positivity and my relator help me do my activator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the relator can definitely help you bring others into that and help them, which is kind of the last little thought here on activator is be the catalyst when others are stuck. Make a decision and get going. So you can be that catalyst to help others when they're, like you said, that analysis by paralysis, and they're stuck in that mode of, I need to gather more information. You can be that gentle, like, we're ready. Let's go. Come along with me. I'm here. Let's go. Let's do this. So.
Yeah. Which is why I was on the research and development team for a long time at my company, because I did that. When you're doing new products, you want to introduce it in the market quickly, effectively, and get as much bang out of it as you can. You can't do that if you're in analysis paralysis.
Right. Right. Yeah. You won't be the
first. I was very good in that role. Research and development was my niche.
Yeah. And we definitely are learning that right now with just thinking, not to get into the whole COVID discussion, but you know, with the whole, I'm just thinking how quickly these pharmaceutical companies have had to come up with the vaccines and get it out there. Like, they needed activators on their teams this year of like, okay, we just got to go. We got to go. You know, we have enough data here. Let's go.
Yeah. Solutions. Yeah. I look for solutions. I do look for problems. Yes. Because say you're getting a whole new software system. You don't want to sign into an SAP system or Oracle or whatever, if it's going to break in the process. When I say it break, if you're inputting a number or whatever figure and down the road, it causes an issue, that's broken. So what I do is if I'm looking for a new software system, I will work on it to break it before we buy it.
Yeah. Get it all your info.
I've done that for four different software systems. Mm. I've done it with JD Edwards. I've done it with SAP. I've done it with Oracle. I've done it. Oh, this. Yes. Mm.
So anything else, Colleen, that you want to add about your activator theme before we close out the interview today?
The biggest fear with activators, or all activators should really pay attention to, is you can lose a ton of money by jumping too quick. A lot of money. It can be very counterproductive. So waiting, patience. I find myself even driving down the road saying to myself, patience, patience. And I say it often, slow down. And I say it just like that in my head. And if I don't hear it, I say it out loud, patience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. So, well, thank you so much for being on the podcast today and sharing about your activator and how it does help you get things done and to, you know, use that patience, but then gather your information and then go get stuff done. I love it. And help others come along with you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, I want to take a ton of people with me, but you know what? I'll be my priority.
Yeah, exactly. You got to start with you first.
Yes.
All right. And congratulations again, Colleen. I know I've said this before, but your weight loss journey is tremendous. Like, you definitely should be proud of yourself.
Oh, I am. Thank you. I almost feel 17 again, Sherry.
Yeah, you're good. You look fabulous.
Yeah, I was bordering 60 at 50 years old, but now I feel almost 17.
Love it. Great.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hey friends, thanks as always for listening to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. I really do appreciate your time and for you being here. And a few quick things before you do go. Number one, if you haven't yet, can you leave a review if you find these shows valuable? Reviews really do matter to iTunes and to others so that they know this episode or this podcast is worth taking the time to listen to out of the millions of podcasts out there. And you never know, I might just read your review on a future episode. Number two, make sure to hit that subscribe button so that you can be one of the first to know when a new episode downloads. And three, if you've been enjoying this series on the Clifton Strengths 34, this is a huge one. Can you take a screenshot? Post that picture on your Instagram or Facebook account. Make sure you tag me in it and let me know why you loved that episode and what you're enjoying about the series. And of course, if you've done the Clifton Strengths assessment, make sure to include your top five. And number four, and the last thing, if you take your assessment and you feel a little stuck and you're like, I don't even know what to do with this information right now, please feel free to reach out to me. I'm available on email and of course the DMs and Facebook and Instagram. And I would love to talk you through how to really tap into your talents so you can turn them into your superpowers and your strengths. Thanks again for listening to the show.